steel pickles is everything kosher.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Silver Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Thank God it's Friday. Happy Halloween and all that stuff in between. People attending parties tonight, make sure you wear the right costume, okay? That's all I want to say. Like, I want to see Matthew Knows dressed up as the Trojan Man. Put him on my list, y'all. He's contender number one. Yep, Matthew's new group. Y'all heard of his new group called DNA? Yeah, they just released their new single, 99.9 Problems. Because he's the baby daddy of that lingerie model, Tequila, whatever her name is. So, y'all remember when people used to say you don't get old by being no fool? Well, that's a damn lie. Father Knows Mess. The latest love child, Koi, is 4 years old, which means Blue Ivy has a 4-year-old aunt. Contender number two, the Oakland Raiders, who should dress up as nuns for Halloween, because that's how many guns games they won this year. None!
None.
None. Hell, they need to wear their uniform for costume. They ain't using them for football. Contender number three, Mama June, Honey Boo Boo Mama, who kicked her boyfriend Sugar Bear to the trailer park curb and rekindled her relationship with a child molester. And she found out what the TLC and her network means because Honey Boo Boo was totally, like, canceled. Who says these shows ain't loyal, y'all? Well, Mama June tried to call Sugar Bear back up to show people she was no longer dating Chester, but it was too late for the honey. The boo-boo already hit the fan, Sybil. Contender number four, my cousin Otto. Yeah, cousin Otto said that guy Chadwick Boseman, who played Jackie Robinson and James Brown, is about to play Huey Newton and Bobby Seale in the Black Panther. I just hung up on him. You can't argue with stupid. Contender number five can no longer high-five because he blew his freaking middle finger off. Baseball player Jose Canseco was cleaning his gun and forgot about the one in the chamber, y'all. He better hope Jameis Winston doesn't mistake his hand for a crab claw. Contender number six, Buffalo Bills wide receiver Sammy Watkins. Hashtag too soon Sammy. Bills played the Jets on Sammy, right? Sammy, on Sunday, excuse me, pardon my Mayweather, Sammy caught a long pass and was running to the end zone like Flash. That's when he got crashed and started pointing to the people in the stands he was running past, and that's when that Jet caught his ass, hashtag too soon Sammy, premature celebration. Contender number seven, Lamar Houston of the Chicago Bears.
Hey!
You know what? Too soon. Contender number eight. Dallas Cowboys. Three words, y'all. Monday Night Football. Three more words. We them blah. Contender number nine. The Dallas Cowboys running back in cologne and draws kleptomaniac Joseph Randle. Did y'all see the Joseph Randle arrest video?
Hilarious.
He offered $100 for a massage, snitched on a teammate, asked if his mugshot looked good. I thought I was watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Civil War. Tom Joyner, you are the Bama of the week.
I saw it coming. Yeah.
There is superstitions writing on the wall, but the jinx is strong, y'all. It's strong. The Cowboys and the Royals same week. Ow! And then I hurt my leg yesterday after talking to you. I hurt the other one.